ain't the kind who wear a tie. Button up from 9 to 5. I tried that life but said goodbye. Simply unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Joining me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And we got Austin.
I'm from Louisville, fool.
Louisville, as he spells it. So
only when you spell it.
Now listen.
I'm here in Louisville.
A few weeks ago, me and Devin had a conversation.
I heard it.
About different... I'm reminding the listeners.
Oh.
We had a conversation about different dialects from where you are in the country. We just found out, not only does Austin have his own dialect on things, but that dialect changes when he spells words. Right?
Yes, if I say them out loud, yeah, I guess so.
So, housing. Let's get back to that one. how do you pronounce housing when you're trying to spell it out?
If you're trying to spell it out, you know, you got to break up the word. So it's like, ho, you, sing.
I can't.
Why is the ho singing? That's my only question.
I don't understand. I don't know why they just start, you know.
Singing? I don't know why.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If it works for you,
lyrical ho,
then that's great. I mean, there are ways, you know, growing up as kids, especially our generation, you know, we had to find ways to memorize things. And if that was your way of helping you memorize how to spell words, that's fine. But I don't know anyone. And feel free, if I am wrong, listeners, and you do this same thing, please, please, for the love of God, write in, message me somewhere, find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tinder. Message Devin on eBay. I don't care what you have to do. Find us, message me, and tell me that Austin's not alone in this. Because what? I want to know who else out there, when you have to write the word housing, you phonetically say to yourself, ho, you, sing, to spell that word. It's mind-boggling to me. I want to be wrong. I hope other people are doing this, Austin. That would be phenomenal.
Cool-ass-s.
What?
Cool-ass-s. Cool-ass-s.
What?
Classes.
Colossus?
Classes.
Classes? Classes. Cool-ass-s.
No. No, not in the slightest. And then Austin. Austin is the one person who he gave me shit a long time ago about Louisville and the pronunciation of Louisville. Okay? And then I just heard him typing it out and he said Louisville. And I'm like, you fucking said it wrong and you're from there.
I was spelling it. I was saying it like it was spelled. And that's how, you know.
You make my brain explode.
Explosion.
All right. So, as everybody knows, we record these randomly throughout the week. They are released on Fridays. So this will be coming out. What's Friday? The 15th.
Once we get through our backlog, so you know, about probably 8 weeks from now is when you.
Yeah.
See, what you guys don't know is about all our movie reviews. We review them on time.
And yeah.
They just come out late.
Yeah.
Like, because we are so behind on releasing episodes.
Well, see, the thing is,
crazy
is me and Devin, we would be right on top of that. We'd be releasing our movie review, and it would come out the Friday after the movie came out, or the Friday that the movie did come out. It doesn't matter. We would be on top of that. But then we got a lot of emails. We got a lot of emails.
And then Equus got upset because he lost out, of being the co-host. So then he kind of does all the episode releases. So he was like, well, I'm just going to stockpile all these episodes and release them out of order.
Well, it wasn't just that, but we got a lot of emails from you listeners saying that you didn't want to listen to those episodes because you didn't want spoilers, and that I should leave, that we should leave some time in between. So now me and Devin, we sat down, we had like a 4-hour long discussion, and we came to the conclusion that a good 4-month window would be enough time for, you know, you guys to go see these fucking movies.
Just enough to wet the tongue.
Yeah. Yep. But that's not what we're going to... We're not doing a movie this week anyway. But no, what the whole point of what I was saying is... This comes out tomorrow. So, as of tomorrow... I mean, we'll be saying it for today. But today being...
This episode comes out today.
Right. Now I'm confused. Listen, folks, today's the 14th. This episode comes out on the 15th. But speaking for me recording it, I wanted to give a shout out and say happy birthday to one of my best friends, Goose.
Goose,
happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Goose.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, moving on.
Somebody Goose for his birthday.
Huh?
Is it somebody Goose him for his birthday?
I don't even know what that is.
Goose them.
How do you spell that?
Ghost goosey.
Go say.
Go OC.
Go
SING. Go SING. That's goosey. My man.
Me and Devin had plans of doing an SU today, which was going to be a movie review, which will come out probably next week. Then we invited Austin. I was like, oh, Austin, did you see such and such a movie? And he's just like, nah. So we had to change the format there at the last second, because I didn't want to just be like, well, you didn't see the movie, you can't fucking do SU with us anymore.
Austin's like, when have I ever showed up to an SU prepared for SU?
You could have just said it. I would have been like, okay, I'll read the review, see what happens. Let's just go.
Yeah. Well, we didn't want to spoil the movie for you. It's actually a good movie, first off.
But I hadn't heard of it until
it came out.
You
yesterday.
Said it today.
And yeah, it literally just came out yesterday.
It dropped kind of like a sneak diss without really being a diss. It just kind of came out there. It was just like, oh.
Yeah. But... You would like this cast, Austin, which is why I thought you'd be on top of this. Hold on, I'm taking my medication. So, real quick. What the fuck movie was it called again, Devin?
Triple Threat. No.
Triple Frontier.
That's the one. So, first off, Charlie Hunnam's in it, who's Jax from... Sons of Anarchy, and I know that you really liked the Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben Affleck is in it.
Affleck.
Oscar Isaac.
Yep.
Who was in one of those Star Wars movies there.
Yeah.
Garrett Hedlund, I don't really know what he's from. But Pedro Pascal, who played Oberyn in Game of Thrones, he's in it.
That's your boy.
Who's also going to be in Star Wars.
And he's also in Star Wars, I guess.
Not yet, he will be.
Whatever. So, I mean, those are your that's your main cast.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, man, that's a pretty good cast. I don't know.
I just seen the poster for it today after you said something about that. Like you asked me yesterday, I saw the poster for it today.
Yep.
I like ads for it and stuff.
It was pretty good. I cried only once during the movie.
Oh.
So.
If you want to hear about it.
All right. Now, before we actually get on to the rest of the episode here, Devin, you brought up a question to me before we even recorded. I'd like you to also bring up that question now in the recording so the listeners can hear and Austin can answer his opinion on this as well. All right. We'd like to weigh in Austin's opinion.
All right, Austin.
Okay.
This is a multiple-part question.
Multiple-part question. And before people get in the emails and email in and say,
Well, historically speaking, okay, I'm talking about right now.
Yo,
right
we now, not historians, folks.
Not at all. But Austin, are you familiar with the one quesadilla?
Quesadilla, yes.
You're familiar with quesadillas?
All
right.
All too familiar.
You like quesadillas?
Yeah.
All right. Well, question. That was the first question. You know quesadillas. Follow up question to quesadillas. Is a quesadilla just not just a Mexican grilled cheese?
Correct. It is a Mexican grilled cheese.
Okay. Okay. That was the first point of contention. Second point of contention, if you had to live only off quesadillas or grilled cheese, you could add whatever you wanted to either one of them, but you can never, if you had to pick one and can never have the other again, which would you take?
Ooh, quesadillas.
See, I'm with Austin in the quesadillas.
Nah, man.
You love your grilled cheese, Webby. I knew that was going to be a hard swerve for you. I knew it was going to be a hard swerve, but I had to
ask. I mean, for me, okay, you can put everything that you can put in a quesadilla into a grilled cheese anyway.
Right.
But with a grilled cheese, you're getting more bread.
Yeah.
So
that's my reason away from it.
You'll be filled more.
Well, you can make a double wrap quesadilla and then have like cheese.
Whoa! Yeah, but now you're making specialty quesadillas.
He said you could put anything in either one of them, so you could put a quesadilla in a quesadilla.
You could put a grilled cheese in a grilled cheese.
Right.
But that, at one point, that's just too much bread, though. Like at that point, you're just losing out. You're gonna have like, you know, giant Texas toast sized bread slices, and it won't fit in your mouth.
Here's the thing. Never did I think about getting filled when I made the decision. It was all about the taste. I like quesadillas better than I like grilled cheese.
I had a quesadilla when I came home from work today. I love quesadillas.
And you, like you said, you could put anything you wanted in like either one of them. So that was already sold for me.
I will also say this in defense of grilled cheese, though. Grilled cheese, you can change the flavor of a grilled cheese based upon not only the cheese, but also the bread. And there's not that many different types of tortillas that you can take.
Yeah. But the main thing missing for me from the quesadilla is a grilled cheese. Like the fact that I won't be able to get a grilled cheese is the biggest downside of the quesadilla.
Yes. And then the biggest downside of a grilled cheese is like, you won't be able to get a quesadilla.
Yeah.
I feel like in my day-to-day life, I would miss a quesadilla more than I would miss a grilled cheese.
Same. That's why I went with it.
Gotta go with the quesadilla.
This is more of a preference question, I think.
It is. I mean, because you also have breakfast quesadillas. You can't really have breakfast grilled cheese.
You goddamn right you can. I've done it. You name it, I've put it in a grilled cheese at one point.
That's just a breakfast sandwich, baby. That's not a breakfast sandwich.
Hey, it's still grilled cheese. You're still baking it into grilled cheese. You can still put anything into a grilled cheese.
I had a
sandwich maker. My mom had got me a sandwich maker years ago. Oh, yeah. I think I was still in high school. So it was like literally you just put, you know, you put your buttered bread in there, you put your fillings, then you just close the lid and then it fucking cooks the sandwich for you, right? I fucking put so much weird shit in grilled cheese. Like I'd put like Cheez-Its in grilled cheese. I tried doing, this one wasn't that good. I tried putting like Reese's in grilled cheese. That didn't come out great.
That sounds almost like it would be good though. Like,
yeah. That's the thing. If it sounded good, I did it.
I feel like if you got the balance right, if you got the right bread, I think it'd be good. Like, I got it.
But see, okay, here, hands down, here we go, okay? Breakfast grilled cheese. You get something like raisin bread, right? Or like an onion toast or something, like an onion bagel even maybe. And then you put some cheese in there, put some scrambled egg
you have a bagel?
I don't know. It's bread. I would still technically call that a grilled cheese. I don't know. That's also, I guess, a preference question. But
you could make a piece of bread the same way you make a bagel, so you could do that,
right?
No matter what. So,
but I mean, you're not wrong, Devin. It is technically a breakfast sandwich at that point, but you're still making it like you would a grilled cheese,
like that right there.
I don't know where you posted. Where'd you post this?
Which it brings
yes.
up.
That, yes.
That brings up a good point. You also can't have breakfast right sandwiches. Now. Like, you can never have a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich again. Where you could have an ultimate bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich if you make a grilled cheese.
You have to change it up. You have to go to, like, croissants. You have to go to, like, I mean, like, your standard grilled cheese, I'm breaking it down, and your standard grilled cheese is like, okay, your grilled cheese is like, you know, a loaf coming from a loaf of bread. Like, if you have a pastry, like, or like a baked pastry, like a croissant or like a bagel, I'm not going to include that in grilled cheese because that's just usually that's just like a bagel sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, think like, of all the different types of bread you have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whereas now a quesadilla, you have a floured tortilla shell, essentially.
There are other kinds of tortillas and stuff. Like,
There are. I mean,
not mass produced.
I guess it depends how far you want to go down the rabbit hole. This question is way more philosophical. And
yeah. This is. I love this fucking question, Devin. We're going to end up doing a whole SU just on fucking quesadilla versus grilled cheese.
Like, this is the thing, though. Is a patty melt a grilled cheese? And if so, are you losing out on the patty melt and the tuna melts by giving up grilled cheese?
Now, see, this is okay.
Because I said in the grilled cheese, you can put whatever you want in the grilled cheese.
Right. And I'm a firm believer that, okay, so I'm under the impression, now I might be wrong, because you've sent me videos. In fact, you sent me one recently and I watched it and I didn't fucking pay enough attention of like, the people who just come in and, like, they start making shit and they think they might know how to make, but then the chef comes in and he shows you how to really do it.
Yes.
Those YouTube videos that you always send me.
Yes, I love them.
They had one on grilled cheese, man.
They did.
I didn't pay enough attention.
People are always terrible.
Now, my question, like, my theory on grilled cheese, right, is for it to be considered a grilled cheese, you obviously have to, you know, put your, you know, your buttered bread on the skillet or whatever your cooktop service, and then you have to have your cheese, your ingredients, and then the other piece of buttered bread. So you're cooking all your ingredients at the same time. Now, something like a tuna melt, at least the way I make them, a tuna melt, I would generally toast the bread, melt some cheese, and then I put the tuna fish on there and make a sandwich out of it. But the tuna fish is still, you know, either room temperature or chilled if it was in the refrigerator. I'm not cooking
I go the other way with it.
So you cook it in the sandwich?
Yeah. Like, usually how I do is, you know, I'll get my bread buttered up, get my pan buttered up, all that stuff, drop that in there, both slices in there, start toasting up one side of the bread. Flip that over, add a piece of cheese, add the tuna on top, then make it into a sandwich. And then at that point, you have a nice crispy base on the bottom of the tuna, so it doesn't, like, soggy. It gets soggy and melt through. You have a cheese barrier, so it doesn't soggy and get through. Cheese on top, both pieces of bread, doesn't get through. Put it up, then you cook that down. Once it browns one side, flip it over, put some weight on the other side, and then press it down to get nice and melt.
See, I don't care for, like, I don't care for warm to hot tuna fish. Like, I like tuna melts, but I like my tuna to be a little cooler than, like, the toast.
That's absolutely fine. Like, I mean, I've done it that way, too, when I'm in a rush. Like, I'll make a grilled cheese in the, like, a open-faced grilled cheese in the, like, under the broiler real quick. And then take tuna, mix it up, dump it on there, and slap the other piece of toast on top and go to town real quick. But usually if I had to take my time, that's how it is. And I will come back. Go ahead, Austin, what were you gonna say?
I've never made a tuna melt, but when I'm hearing you guys talk about it, I feel like the way I would do it is make like a tuna patty and fry it a little bit.
I mean, you could do that too. You could do that
and
too.
Then put it in the grilled
with,
cheese.
I've done that with salmon, like a salmon. Yeah, I've done it. You absolutely can do that. There's no reason why you can't do that. I think it's just you have to add a bunch of extra shit to, like, most things of canned tuna.
Yeah.
An actual patty that'll, like, stay together in the pan.
But see, I would do that. I wouldn't just straight up eat tuna anyway. Like, if I was making it either one of your ways, I would put other stuff in it too.
Yeah. First like, off,
onions.
So also, what can you do? You need to go to your favorite diner, find a diner somewhere, and be like, yo, I hear there's this thing called a tuna melt. I need you to make me one of those. And they'll be like, okay. And then some nice sweet old lady, she'd be like, never had a tuna melt, and then she'll hook you up real quick, and you'll be like, that is pretty damn good. And I come back, and you're gonna report it and be like, I had my first tuna melt, It was a life changing experience.
I will tell you this
tonight.
I will tell you this: a tuna melt. I'm researching this now. A tuna melt would be considered a grilled cheese. Still,
yeah.
Because I looked the definition. Hold on.
Different definition. Go ahead.
The definition of a grilled cheese. A grilled cheese sandwich is a sandwich made with one or more varieties of cheese on any sort of grilled or toasted bread. That's it. Okay.
I would now, only give...
Cheese sandwiches, commonly referred to as grilled cheese sandwiches or cheese toasty, are sandwiches that can be grilled and the bread toasts and the cheese melts. You can add other ingredients to these. A grilled cheese is often heated by place of blah, blah, blah. Where the hell did I just see this? Because they just talked about like different melts and how they're still classified under the same thing.
See, my definition of a grilled cheese, the only way it would differ would be it has to have more cheese than the other ingredients inside it. But well, that's an Austin one.
I looked it up. And this is what it would be, from my understanding of what it would be, and what this is telling me it is. So a grilled cheese is effectively bread that can vary, cheese that can vary, and then usually some type of way to brown that cooked together.
Yeah, your spread.
Anything else in the middle would be considered a melt. So if you add anything in, any kind of filling to it besides cheese, it now moves into a melt category. Hence, like your patty melts, your tuna melts, your fucking what's the one with the ham in it? I can't think right now.
Ham and cheese melts.
Well, that, but it has an actual name for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think right now. Yeah. So everything like that would be like a melt, which is, you know, you have bread and filling. Bread, cheese, and then a filling of some type as well. So, I guess the question then boils down to, is the melt a subsection of the grilled cheese, or is the grilled cheese a subsection of a melt?
Which
one came first?
I think a melt would be a subsection of a grilled cheese.
And I would actually be inclined to agree with you on that. So that part, going back to the original comment and the original statement, if you gave up grilled cheese, you would also have to give up melts. And the further other question down the road, I'm not going to get into that because that's a whole different bag of worms, is a burger a melt?
Oh.
I mean, it technically could be.
If you have a cheese, if you have a cheese,
and if you're making it out of regular bread, if you're toasting it on regular bread and not necessarily like a burger bun.
Apparently is how your first hamburger was ever made.
Right.
But you could just have the ends of the bread of the loaf and it would be buns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, I
wait longer.
Now I'm curious.
Okay, so does this mean that pitas and hot pockets are quesadillas?
No, quesadillas are made with tortillas.
Quesadillas
are made with tortillas. So
no.
It wouldn't fall into that category. It'd be a sandwich of some type.
Whatever. But like, think about like a pita bread though, like
Right, I'm saying a pita bread would be a. It would be, depending on what you put in it, it would be a melt.
Mm-hmm.
More likely a melt, but technically.
What about falafels?
Falafel is not a bread.
What about crepes though? They're kind of quesadillas.
They're more pancakes. You can have a savory. That's you have savory pancakes, and you have savory crepes. You guys have sweet pancakes and sweet crepes.
Right, so our crepes are technically quesadillas. See what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, no.
I'm trying to make quesadillas more appealing now that grilled.
Well, I mean, they're
burgers.
Like a quesadilla is going to involve tortillas, and nothing you name is tortilla.
I'm trying. I'm stretching here. But you know, if a burger is technically a melt, you can't have a burger and not have fries. So you have to have fries with it. So. That goes too.
Yeah, I mean, based off of, I mean, it's been changed over the years into what we picture it now, but essentially a cheeseburger is just a patty melt.
Yeah. All right, so if you could never have a grilled cheese or a cheese quesadilla, like it's either one
like,
of them.
Like just cheese?
Yeah.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, I'll go grilled cheese.
Yeah, you're not swaying me. I will always choose grilled cheese over a quesadilla.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, if those were just them, I'm switching sides. If it's just a straight-up grilled cheese and a straight-up cheese quesadilla, I will go grilled cheese. But if you get to add melts and add whatever you want in the quesadilla, I think I'd still go quesadilla.
Yeah, well, to each their own, that just means more grilled cheese for me.
Right.
And I'm okay with this.
And maybe when nobody's looking, we could, like, sometimes switch. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, when nobody's looking.
Okay, so you're trying to cheat the rules already?
All
right. I like it. I can dig it. Devin, are you there?
Back. I hate you, Austin. Now I want some falafel.
What is a falafel?
It's a... It's a deep fried ball made of like fava beans and ground chickpeas. It's vegetarian. Like if you don't,
cool.
Okay.
What are the things that the Greeks use for gyros? What are those?
That's a pita. Sure.
Oh.
Anyway. Before we move on, I saw this funny sign I wanted to share with you. I thought it was, at least I got a good chuckle out of it. It says, I'm at that age where my mind still thinks I'm 29. My humor suggests I'm 12, while my body mostly keeps asking if I'm sure I'm not dead yet. Accurate statements.
Right, that's my week in the hole.
So... Man, that fucking grilled cheese topic, man, took up a good fucking 20 minutes. That was good. Devin, you need to come at us with more of these philosophical questions.
Yeah.
You know?
The chicken or the egg?
I don't even want to get into that one.
Hmm.
You know what? Without explaining too much, Devin... Which one do you feel came first, chicken or the egg?
If I had to go back, I probably would say... The chicken?
Okay, Austin, what about you?
I'm gonna go with egg.
I'm gonna go with the chicken.
The dinosaurs, actually.
That's the thing. It is dinosaurs. Because like, what happened would be, like, effectively, it would be... There are dinosaurs that had like natural live births and they lay eggs, but some people say all dinosaurs laid eggs. So it depends on if the question is, did the ancestor of the chicken lay egg or not? If the ancestor of the chicken did not lay eggs, then basically one day that thing was a chicken.
Had an external birth instead of an internal one.
Was born and it through just genetics, it changed, or it was a deformation that became a genetic trait. That then eventually became a chicken.
I got a better idea.
It really just all depends.
I think chickens are created. Like, they were dropped here by aliens. And it was something created the
God egg. Damn it.
Speaking of that, I saw a wild turkey just roaming around my apartment complex this morning. That was fun.
We have wild turkeys here all the time. So.
No, it's really funny because like, I live in like a pretty suburban area. And I wake up in the morning like, oh, there's a turkey right there. I'm like, if you were close to November and I had room in my freezer.
I'd let you stay in there to get out of the heat.
No lie, if you actually got it, if you killed it and put it in your freezer, though, it would last.
It would, hey, but I'd have room in my freezer for like a big-ass turkey.
I don't know the rules of Detroit, but if you could have got it to come in your house first, you could have shot it.
Breaking and entering, you feared for your life.
I was just going to tackle it and beat it with a brick.
I don't think that works, Austin, if you, like, invite animals into your house and then shoot them because you feared for your life.
I mean, well, technically, that could work in Florida. If you, like, invite someone in your house and then they make a vague threat, you could shoot them in Florida.
I mean, you could do that in probably most all states. It all comes around to how well you talk. and can convince the other people.
Yeah, and how many witnesses are there?
So, all right. So we had a random idea, or at least I did, and then me and Devin kind of jumped the gun and we started reading some of these prior.
I got plenty more.
We figured we would all pull up our Craigslists from our given areas.
Oh, God.
And we would read the... Well, it started off by we were going to read the missed connections. But then some of the lost and founds were pretty funny. And then there's a couple rants and raves there, all right. And then Devin kind of got on this kick of looking at domestic gigs. And, like, he mentioned one where somebody was looking for a babysitter, but that babysitter had to be, like, 5'7". It's like, wow, that's oddly specific.
It's not like that. I don't think they wanted him to watch their kids, honestly.
So,
5'7". Why do I have to be 5'7"?
The last babysitter wasn't... The last babysitter was 5'3". She couldn't pick up our kid. He's big. He's a 17-year-old. We don't want him sneaking out and drinking.
So Austin, you have Louisville's Craigslist open, correct?
No.
No? Open that shit up.
I have Louisville's.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was spelling it out.
Okay.
Why don't you pick one that has an interesting title and go ahead and read it.
Who You Sing Wanted. What do I do? Just go into one of them?
Yeah, just click on it and read it.
Okay. I went to Housing Wanted.
Well, okay. No, not housing. You got to go to Missed Connections under the community.
Hang on. Time out.
Austin doesn't know how to Craigslist.
Nope.
He doesn't. So... this is the first one that came up. And Housing Wanted. Remember, Ho You Sing. Remember.
Ho You Sing. Are you still under the right thing? Is this under Missed Connections?
Nope.
Well.
Room/Share Wanted. 21-year-old female. Here, looking to get back on my feet. Nope, not doing it. Thought it was something. Never mind. What do I go to? Missed Connections?
Yes. Why, was this not funny, or did this get dark real quick?
Looked not funny.
Oh, all right. All
right. I thought it was going to be because, I don't know. Where do I go? How do I get the Missed Connections?
It's under the community, not housing.
Is this going to give me a virus?
No.
Would it really matter anyway?
Your computer could barely turn on. I think a virus would just speed things up.
So what do I do? Just pick one, a random one?
Yeah, just fucking read one out.
One that sounds good.
Yeah.
You want me to go first so we can see how this goes?
Okay. Yeah,
you want that? Okay.
I don't know how to say all this. I'm going to try to just say it without sounding it out because, you know, your boy, baby's going to make fun of me.
Umbrella.
Swim straight for trainee by womb, gay womb, Louisville. Straight, who wants to explore experience now, see if like curious, ready, real, 50, TWO63351 0. Oh, oops.
You're not supposed to be reading all of it. Austin,
before change mind. Hit me up, I want to try before change mind.
You know, okay.
Straight white male, straight for tranny. Bye. With male, gay with male. That's what
is this all the same one?
Yes.
Jesus. First off, I think this guy needs to pull a page out of Austin's book and start phonetically sounding out words to spell them because his spelling is horrific.
Yes. Or Austin's reading is horrific. One of the two.
I was reading it exactly how it was.
Okay.
So the first word, I said straight, right? It's S-R-R-8, the number 8. Straight.
Okay.
Straight. Who wants to explore experience now? See if like, curious, ready, real. And then he gives his number, but he writes some of the words out, so I guess people will know he's not fake. I guess. And then he said, and then I said, and it was HMU, which is hit me up. I want to try before change mind. And this is in Misconnections.
Wow. These Louisville people.
These Louisville people. All right, I'll go next.
All right.
You pick one, one or two.
Two.
Two? All right. You got locked up. We started hanging out after you were released. You got locked up again and got out not too long ago. Let me know if you want to hang out again.
Okay.
Got locked up. Won't let me out.
All right. So this one, this one's titled Bite-Size Oreos Market Basket. And it says, I had fruit. You had Oreos. We should get together.
Actually, no. Fruit and Oreos don't belong together at all.
That's a true statement.
What if you could put the fruit in the Oreo?
No. That's gross.
No. They have enough
strawberry.
Oreo. They have enough Oreo flavors.
Banana.
They, strawberry. They would have you like strawberry and like do like a dark chocolate Oreo, but that's too. You're fucking
right.
Too much.
Dark chocolate cream, strawberry in the middle.
You're doing too fucking much.
Banana, sliced banana, whatever. Get out of here. That's good. That one's good. You guys want to hear my next one?
Yes.
Just a sissy. And it's in here. It says, just a sissy looking for a new friend or friend. Smiley face. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
All right, then. All right, well, one or two again?
One.
All right. BP gas station. I put the gas handle back in the pump while you talked on the phone. Like to help a little more. You sound like a nice female. So vague. Like, I don't... What? Who are you hoping to connect with?
Oh, no.
Little information.
Oh, no. All right. I got one for you, Devin.
All right.
Subway, Concord. Karen, you made my sub today, and you were pretty. Hit me up.
Karen from Subway.
Karen from Subway.
You found her. Why did you found her?
She's in New Hampshire.
She in New Hampshire. She fucking Karen from Subway.
Well, I know she crazy. She in your neck of the woods. I know she crazy. Oh, God damn it.
Did you ever go to JT's Variety Club? My name is Eddie, and I worked there for years. Looking to reconnect with people that either worked there or were patrons while I worked there. Just reaching out to find old friends. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
I don't know why when you said my name's Eddie, like I felt like I was in an AA meeting and was like, hi, Eddie.
My name's Eddie. Hi, Eddie. I'm going to start doing mine like people from Louisville talk.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, no.
Depending on where they are.
You mean people in Louisville just don't talk like you? I literally thought everybody in Louisville talked like you. Like,
oh, okay. Well, have you heard Donnie? Do you think me and Donnie sound the same?
I mean, you guys have the same accent.
Donnie sounds like a nice Southern boy.
Yeah.
I'm a mean Southern boy.
You special.
God damn it.
Guilty.
Go ahead.
Me?
It's Devin. All right. Devin's.
All right, Webby. Again. Oh, shit. I think I found a connection. They're looking for each other. All right, ready? All right, here we go. Okay. I'll both of them. So we got one guy posted, first guy, about a month ago. It goes, are you the guy? You live in East Point. I'm in Warren. You used to come over and hang out. Would like to do that again. David. And then, boom, looking for Dave.
Ooh.
Looking for a guy named Dave. You invited me to your condo a while back, and we had some fun. Would like to reconnect again. Me, married, white guy, in my late 40s. I think we found each other. I think they found each other. I just need to send them an email and be like, yo, check this post out. I found your guy.
The connection has been found.
Dude, I just want to go on here now. I want to go on here and play like matchmaker with some of these people and just be like, all right, be like a private investigator. I would, that would be the best YouTube series ever.
Sorry, this isn't Dave, but this is Bethany.
Private investigator and like go on Misconnections and find people and be like, all right, we're going hunting for the person. And is this your guy? They'd be like, no, I've never seen that man in my life. Fuck.
All right, fuck it. I'll kill him then. Boom. And then you kill him, and then...
This is all your fault. You did.
You have a real-life Dexter thing going on.
Nice. I mean, I love Dexter.
Dexter's a good guy.
All right. This one's titled, Best Little Booty, Lisbon. It's been years, but I saw the hottest little booty ever at Walmart in Littleton, and then again walking through the town of Lisbon. I know it's vague, but if anyone knows who she is, reach out, please. She's got an incredible body and quite a strut.
He's just trying to get pictures in. It's me. Check this ass out. Is this the booty you saying? It ain't real big, but you're right, La Booty.
Oh, no.
Oh, that ain't it. Send it from another view. Let me make sure.
Man. All right, Austin.
I got one called Looking for Ginger.
Oh, Ginger.
And this is what I assume it sounds like. Trying to find my old buddy Ginger. Haven't seen her in a couple of years, and I hope she's doing okay. She used to hang out on Market around 17th and 19th Street. If anyone knows how she is or where she is, let me know. Thanks. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
Everybody in all towns like, do not contact me with unsolicited services.
So that's how people in Louisville talk?
Some of them.
I don't know, man. Everybody I've talked to in your family, they seem pretty uneven keel.
I'm the same as... Well, yeah, we're the same family.
My good old Uncle Kid.
No. few local results found.
All right, Webb, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Where's Grandma?
Grandma.
Old guy looking for the grandma who used to meet. You were desirable and had desire. Let me know if that's you.
Okay. Oh, man.
Well, grandma, where are you? Where are you, grandma?
What the fuck? Blonde and Elliot. I know what happened at your mom's house.
Oh,
I love those jeans. Hit me up. That was it.
What the heck?
Man, there's some fucked up shit on Misconnections.
There is.
I just found that kind of funny one.
Well, it's your turn.
The title is 40216 Asian lady that hit my SUV 7:30 a.m. on Dixie Highway Monday morning.
Okay. It's quite a title.
The message. Sorry, your car got the worst of it. You were hot, but I didn't say anything because you said. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
You know you don't have to read that part, right? Or is that
I
just...
I think he does, though. I think he does.
Okay. All right. All right, yeah, Devin.
Hit on the lady just tore her car up. That's fucked up.
Go on. Oh no, here we go. See what we got. Why don't you just fucking ask her? Anyway.
Devin's like, he legit just wants to help people now.
I kind of do. Chuck E. Cheese. This is all this says. There was a connection. I had an old camo hat on. You wore a white coat.
You felt it too. I know.
There was a connection. Yeah, I just want to help this guy out. This poor bastard.
Let's see.
What the fuck? Love it.
Okay, this one's titled Missed Connections question mark. Some of the missed connections listings here are mighty creepy. I saw you in traffic and I followed you. Okay, you're not helping this person. Your license plate, I'm not going to read the license plate number. You were blonde and good looking. These are just examples.
Oh boy. These are creepy. I followed you in traffic.
I was the person that followed you for 3 miles.
These are just,
you may remember me. I snuck into your house after you went to sleep. I replaced all your husband's pictures with mine.
Nowhere in this did it give any type of, like, we exchanged looks or, you know, had a small conversation. It goes on to say, I watched you pump gas. I think this is just legit a stalker. Like,
I watched you pump gas. I wish I was pumping you.
Oh.
Yo, if the same man followed you for 3 miles and then watched you pump gas from his car, tell somebody.
Call the police.
Yeah.
Drive to your nearest local police station and run.
I'm kind of on Devin's side. Like, I kind of want to make people, you know, come together. So, I'm going to put this one out there.
I got the perfect next one, too. So, go ahead.
Seeking my former BFF, early 90s, Diana Meredith. So, already, this should be a trigger word for you guys. Listeners, remember Diana Meredith. So, if you know her, you need to tell her to come here. Because, otherwise, this person's not going to find her. You'll find out why. We were best friends in middle school. Stuart at the time, I believe. And you had long red hair and freckles. I stayed with my mother part of that time and had a lot of trouble at home. And you were always there for me. My mother worked at a nursing home across the street from your grandmother's house, where you lived. I dated your cousin Alan for a while. You introduced us. Remember the poem, The Highwayman? I own it and read it often. You moved away with your dad to another state when we lost touch. I know it was a long time ago. But I miss you. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Why would you post on Louisville's Craigslist if she moved to another state? Why would they do it, Webby?
That's a good point.
So that's why I need
you this one exactly how it's written. Because I think it's creepier that way. Seeking Sarah, in parentheses, Luna Tuna.
Oh, tuna milk.
That's right, Austin.
Seeking Sarah. Dan from Farmington here. Love the conversations and soaking. ... You drive a Volkswagen TDI. Tell me what color so I know it's you. I lost your contact info. What soaking? Soaking. ... What
is soaking? I love soaking.
I love the conversation and soaking. I'm guessing they were in a hot tub.
I don't know. Soaking in your juices. So maybe she was a turkey. And he...
All right. So I got two because they're really short. Is that okay?
Yep. No.
Okay.
It's your show. You do what you will.
It says disaster plate. Pretty girl in Mercedes with disaster on her plate. I love you. Marry me.
Sleep.
The other one was pizza person. I saw you leaving the pizza place with some pizza. Would you be down to meet up? I like pizza too.
Why not? Just have him come to your house. Problem solved. Order pizza.
Just order a pizza.
It was you saw him coming out. You know he works at Domino's. Call Domino's and get them delivered to you where you are. And then you say, hey, guess what? Got a pizza. Want to hang? Want to fuck? I don't know whatever you want to do with them. Hey, I got one. The bigger mature woman. The bigger mature woman I saw today in Louisville. Wow. Your ass turned me on so much. I wish I had time to approach you. Please respond to this message. Do not contact me with unsolicited services you're offering.
God damn it, Austin.
Oh, hell no. This better not be what I think it is.
All right, you got another one, Devin?
I got two. Because both these people just need to, like, not post them here and just talk to the person. So, very, very cute. Blonde with blue color and hair at 7-Eleven in Farmington. All right. I came into your store tonight around 10:30-ish and got my usual six-pack. Tonight you didn't call me boss. LOL. We always give each other a sweet look and smirk whenever I stop in on my way home from work. I always love seeing that smirk. I know you'll never be on here seeing this, but I would really like to take you out sometime or even just talk to you on the phone. Hope to see you tomorrow night. Just ask fucking out.
You got it. Yeah, just go in there. She gives you a cute
look.
See
her all the time. And this other fucking guy.
Get a 12-pack and be like, I got six for you. Let's go, baby.
I see you at Speedway, Meijer, and Kroger all the time.
Oh.
We okay. Always make eye contact and smile. Are you into older guys? I don't know. Fucking ask her. If you see her everywhere in fucking town.
Let her see you buying condoms at Walmart. And one of two things will happen. She'll either... Never mind. I'm not going into that. She'll either be down or be jealous. And with you.
What you do is you walk over to the condom section. You grab the Magnum condom. You walk by her buggy and just drop them in and look back for later tonight.
Ooh.
And then just keep walking.
tell her to spell me.
And if you don't get arrested before you walk out the store, she's in. That's what they.
Tell her to spell me. And then when she does, go ahead, Webby. Tell them how to spell me.
Meh.
Nope.
All right.
How you spell me?
I don't know how you phonetically spell that.
Do you want to hear the joke?
Yes. How do you spell me?
No. How do you spell me?
M-E.
You forgot the D.
No. I don't like where this joke is going.
You forgot the D.
There's no D.
Say it.
There's no D.
That's really... No, you're supposed to say there's no D in me. And then
there will be later.
Ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba.
God damn it.
I hate everything that
you have to do. Me too. I think this person went to the wrong fucking place on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Missed connections. Lost kitty. Lost kitten in Hillsborough area offering a reward. Go to lost and found.
Lost BBW. Lost my BBW overlater in southern Indiana. I can't get a hold of you. You see this. Hope you see this. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Why are you posting in Louisville again for Indiana? I get it. I guess. I lost your BBW too. I like my girls, BBW.
Man, some of these are sad.
They are. Okay. Here we go. This is a kind of a long one. All right. To the guy I nearly ran off the road in my Fiesta.
Well.
This just happened about 40 minutes ago. You were in a mid-sized sedan of some kind, probably a Chevy Malibu or Impala. I was in a gray 2018 Ford Fiesta ST. This was on the freeway before the M14 interchange. You attempted to merge into the highway and I nearly ran you off the road. I just like to say I'm sorry. I was a total dick when you were attempting to merge in 275 South. Technically, the lane on the highway has the right of way over the merging lane, but I took it too far. When I saw you merging in, I attempted to speed up via the cruise control, but you must have been doing the same thing at the same time. If I had simply slowed down, I could have easily let you merge in. So once again, my apologies. Also, if our cars actually got in a crash, I know my Fiesta would have gotten absolutely wrecked. I just was driving angry and not in the right mental state. I don't know if you'll ever read this, but I thought I'd put this out there. If you contact me, I'll buy you a beer. I'll buy you a beer sometime as an apology. Yeah.
Somebody's parents gave them guilt trips their whole life because that was the most unneeded.
40
apology.
Minutes? They gave the whole. Did that happen 40 minutes ago?
They calmed down pretty fast.
Oh my god. I'm more upset that they took the time to post that. Like,
yeah.
I hate everything that happened there.
Hold on, I'm gonna refresh my page.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Refresh.
This one, guys, I think this one's about me.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead, Austin. You go first.
Cute guy at altitude. Cute guy at trampoline park that kept circling me. I should have just talked to you. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
All right, you ready? All right, boom. I just refreshed the page. Title, I need someone. I need someone to perform oral on me, preferably someone younger than 35. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers.
Well, wait. This was solicited. I'll tell you what, you got $100,000, you got a deal.
We've already established this.
Yeah. I'm under 35.
Well, the question is for how much longer?
We ain't soaking before or after.
I don't. These are sad. Like, I think I found all the funny ones.
Read yours. This pisses me off. I can't. I'm mad.
All right, Londonderry Market Basket.
What?
There was just a title. There's nothing under the description.
I think this person misposted because they're in misconnections, but the title is two men. Don't ask me why I opened it. That's just what I did.
Why'd you open it, Austin?
It sounds funny. But then in here, some parts I understand, some parts I do not understand. It says, my fantasy is to watch two mature, professional, straight-laced DL men. I don't know what that is.
Men Dick in the Long? Down low. No, men in the down low.
Oh.
So men in the closet. Okay.
Oh, and then that makes sense because the next sentence is, if you're in the closet, even better. I'm professional, married, female. Let's talk. I'm voyeur. Is voyeur right? Voyee.
Yep, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not contact me with unsolicited.
All right. This pisses me off. Okay. I'm going to read this to you. You tell me what the fuck is wrong with this one. Why is this a misconnection? Bitch, go up the fucking stairs. All right. I was smoking cigarette. It's supposed to be a cigarette, but it was a cigarette. I was smoking a cigarette with your friend who came to visit you on Saturday night, which is okay. So I'm going to break this down. They were smoking a cigarette with this person's friend who came to visit you on Saturday night. Visiting you means it's your place. So he was in their place. Okay? Let's start with that. Okay. You were just wearing underwear and a t-shirt when you came down to look for her. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I should have asked for your number, but I was scared. Okay? Hit me up if you know who I am. And I live downstairs.
Can you hit her up now that you ain't scared?
I would love to go out with you.
Write a note on the and put it on the door. Be like, this dude from 2B. Knock once if yes, knock twice if no. Like, I don't know. Also, she came down in undies.
Connection. This is your ass being weird.
Did she come down in undies? And he didn't ask for a number or something?
Yes.
Which, correct, do not. If you would have asked why she was just in her undies, she'd have been like, "Hey, I'm in my undies. That's why you wanted my number." Now you got the chance to show her something. Get some flowers, man. Do it right. You know, do something cool.
I don't know.
It was laundry day. Get her some detergent. Get her some Tide Pods. You can either eat them or do her laundry. It doesn't matter.
My God.
You decide.
Do something. Life. Fucking Paul at Lowe's. I live right next to this goddamn.
Go up there with the name tag that says Paul on
you
it.
You are Paul. I am Michael. And we met at Lowe's in the tool crib. Fuck is it? Okay. And drove from there to a nearby car lot to continue making our acquaintance. We emailed back and forth for a while for personal issues on my end dictated a break. I've since lost your email and would like to reconnect. If you think you're you, email me and we can start again. If you're not you, well, new acquaintances are good too.
Whoa, buddy. You're desperate is what it's coming down to. Sorry about it.
He's shot in the dark time, boys.
I got one that says, or Webby, are you going? You got one? Webby?
Yeah, I have one that I read before that's just funny, but I have this really long one. It says, oh, man, this is fucked up. Okay. There's lots of grammatical errors in this, so I'm just going to read it verbatim. Because you blew me off constantly and blamed your father, had me up on sleepless nights crying all night, and were cold and emotionally unavailable, period. And I just kept my feelings to myself and even chased after you until it became too much, blew up on you and accused you of using me, then proceeded to blow up on you even more when even you told me how pathetic I was. I really miss you. Contact me.
Huh.
That's bad.
Can I just tell her something, him something, whoever, whatever?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you guys had a missed connection. It seems like you had a bad connection. Maybe you should sever it.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what? I can't do any more of these because I just want to help people. So I actually Googled some of the 15 most absurd Craigslist misconnections.
Good.
So
I want to read the one that I read earlier, Devin. So you'll know this one. This one's for Austin, though, essentially. So Devin, before you got on the call, Austin, Devin's like, oh shit, man, this guy has posted this today and he's trying to contact a girl from like last summer. Okay. And then I was like, I got you beat. This one was posted 8 days ago. It says, I'm the guy that used to give you massages on a fairly regular basis almost 20 years ago.
Oh.
You are female. I didn't provide massages for males. Just wondering how you are.
Are you good?
Okay.
Hold on. Austin's going to go. He's got one.
I got one. It's short.
This is still from Michigan, though. Booyah! The first one I'm about to read is still from Michigan, so it still counts.
This one's from Lexington. It says, I like to join in public. I like to find a nice spot, park about 11, and get off. Would anyone, male or female, like to watch and maybe help out? Do not contact me with unsolicited services. I don't know why there's people in Louisville just do sex stuff all the time.
What else is there to do in Louisville?
I guess so.
You only can see the bat so many times. You only go see the slugger so many times.
You got to find your own.
And then you got to find your own, exactly. All right. Let's see. I realized I was looking in the wrong section of Michigan. Northern Michigan is where it's at. So I can even read some more from Northern Michigan, but I'll do that later. But let's start. Okay. Because I want to break this down. Is this worth breaking down on so many levels? First off, the title. To the girl who took a gamble on a fart and lost.
Oh. Oh, no.
Wait, this could go several different ways, and I'm excited.
Every single one of them back.
I am excited to see which direction this turns. Please continue.
We met on Craigslist, so I am hoping that this post finds you. I know that it could quite possibly be the most humiliating first date you've ever been on, but I am willing to look past that. I thought we had chemistry sitting at Applebee's.
Oh, there was chemistry.
Sharing that basket of Cajun pots while drinking the...
That's the reason. There's the fucking reason why. You stupid.
It's the Cajun tots and the Amstel Light. Who drinks Amstel Light? All right. I really felt like there was a connection there. I found you to be intelligent and witty, and look forward to further conversation with you. Okay, this next line bothers me. At some point in life, everyone has gambled on a fart and lost. No! False statement.
I don't know. It'd be true from my point of view.
It just happened to be on a first date in the passenger seat of my car.
Oh,
please don't feel bad. The package I sent you with Pepto the next day and the note that...
You fucked up.
First date. Oh, like, I love this guy.
Oh, it hurts. My ribs.
It just happened to be the first day in the passenger seat of my front seat of my car. Please don't feel bad. The package I sent you, Pepto, the next day, and the note that said, first dates are always a crapshoot, call me, was meant to be funny, not offensive.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it bothers me like no other. I have gambled on a fart and lost on multiple occasions. Multiple occasions? Okay, I can understand one occasion.
You should get checked out by a doctor.
Yeah, you might have irritable bowel syndrome. Like,
the first time I did it was very memorable. It happened when I was 5 and sitting on my uncle's lap.
The first time was memorable? Did you forget about the other times?
When I was 5 and sitting on my uncle's lap, I am lactose intolerant, beloved cheese. I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think anyone wins 100% of the time. False! That's why they call it gambling. I'm the last person to judge you for crapping your pants. In fact, I am impressed by your boldness. The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad bit better, like when you were not sitting on a heated leather seat.
Oh, no.
What I'm trying to say is, if you want to go out again, I will be more than happy to take you somewhere or someplace where we can get a meal that is high in fiber and less taxing on the digestive tract.
High
in
fiber.
I await your call, Tad. P.S. If you shat yourself on purpose to end the evening early, ... Touche.
Ignore this message.
Oh, that was the best. Devin, you should have saved that one for last. My ribs hurt so much. God damn it.
If you'd like to go out on a date again, that's fine. We
Austin,
can. You
Austin,
have to drive.
Austin, I found your guy. You got to move to Michigan, though, okay?
I got to come to Michigan?
Yep.
All right.
Let me be your sugar baby. Oh. Young, fit, and very cute guy looking to be someone's sugar baby. Male or females, welcome. Or he'll go to you. I'll come to you, or you can come to me whenever you like. If you're interested, let me know.
Wait, does that mean he wants money or something?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
But you got him. You got him.
I want to be his sugar baby or something. I don't know.
Oh, you should, sign up pay for, me. You should sign up for the website Sugar Babies.
No.
It seriously is a website.
I know. I've seen things about it before.
Sugar Babies. Sugar baby, Austin. Ain't never got to work a day in your life.
I can't be a sugar baby. I'm too sour.
Sour patch.
I'm a sour patch kid.
Oh, man.
Y'all remember the candy sugar daddies?
No.
It was like a caramel taffy thing. Thank you, everybody.
All right. So I steered away from the Craigslist thing. I started looking for, like, similar to, like, when we did, like, the Yahoo questions or like, advice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I found one that Devin and Austin, you guys are going to have to put your heads together for this one because this one's hard. Okay?
Okay.
Devin, are you there?
Throw it at me.
Devin's not here yet.
Oh, okay. He's back.
So this is a very serious question. You guys need to put your brains together to come to an answer for this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of women moved in across the hall from me. One is a middle-aged gym teacher, and the other is a social worker in her mid-20s.
A what?
A social worker.
Okay.
In her mid-20s. These two women go everywhere together, and I've never seen a man go into or leave their apartment. Do you think they could be Lebanese?
They could be.
Wait. Back up. Read that again?
Okay. A couple of women moved in across the hall from me. One's a middle-aged gym teacher, and the other is a social worker in her mid-20s.
It's a little iffy there, but...
These two women go everywhere together, and I've never seen a man go into or leave their apartment. Do you think they could be Lebanese?
I mean, they could be Lebanese.
I'm gonna say
theories that they may be lesbian. I don't know about Lebanese.
I'm gonna say that they're definitely Lebanese.
I mean, but also didn't he say the one was like mid-40s?
Middle aged.
Oh, middle aged.
Okay, that could be 40s. I mean, it could be mother and daughter.
Technically, that could be any age because you could die, you know, when you're 10, and middle age would be 5. Yeah.
Complete middle age could be. I'm not gonna make a dead fetus joke.
But yeah, they could be Lebanese, and the biggest clue that they are is that they always stay together. So maybe they're spies from Libya.
Austin, you amaze me.
And they're staying together.
From where?
Libyan.
Yes. They are Lebanese, and they hail from Libya.
The Libya. So.
Oh my god, that was stupid. All right.
There you go. Yep. They're lesbian. They're lesbian. They're also lesbian.
Okay. All right.
To the girl who attempted a B&E this morning. Hi, I'm the guy whose house you tried breaking into this morning around 9:30 a.m. Our conversation was short. You only said, oh my gosh, as you saw me staring back at you through the door blinds. Still, I feel we made a good connection, separated only by inches in the door and the two locks you were trying to pick. I gave you 15 minutes to make your getaway. You're welcome, by the way. I don't know if you're with a professional crew, but please don't try breaking into my house again. I hate to shoot you in your cute freckled face. However, if you're up for a legal encounter, I'm game. You know the one.
Okay. Austin, do you have any more, or do you want me to read my next advice question?
Yeah, I'm just going to be the... I'm not going to read any more. Pretty much is what I'm saying.
All right, I'm going to title this myself with Dear Austin.
Oh.
Okay. So this advice is for this is directed towards you. What can I do about all of the sex, nudity, foul language, and violence on my VCR?
Problem solved. Problem solved. Next.
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you say?
Press play.
Oh, I didn't hear. You must have cut out.
Oh, problem solved. No problem, actually.
Goddamn.
Boon, I guess is what you would call that. You have all that in. What to do about it? Oh, send it to me.
Devin.
Yep.
I have a Dear Devin advice, one for you.
All right, go for it.
I don't know what to do. I have a man that I can't trust. He cheats on me so much. I'm not even sure that the baby I'm carrying is his.
It's probably not. You should, so this is my recommendation. You should split with a split break up and give the baby up for adoption immediately. And then have a hysterectomy. That's my recommendation. Because you are too stupid to be a fucking parent.
Yeah, you dumb motherfucker.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, this is juicy.
All right. Well,
I hope it wasn't juicy, but all right. This is in Georgia.
Georgia.
Sorry, I bit your penis.
Oh no, you ain't.
Oh no.
You guarantee you are, because you ain't alive.
Male for male, 25 in parentheses, Cracker Barrel bathroom.
Well,
I swear it was an accident. That's like, you're so perfect. I mean, I'm really only assuming you were mad. I don't speak Portuguese. Whatever.
What the fuck happened? You come back to Craigslist right now. You tell me what the fuck happened. I don't want Portuguese guy got his dick bit, but by who? By you? It sounds like you're saying sorry for it. But what happened? Was he peeing? You glanced over and said, look like a tasty dick, and just went down to give a little smooch. Not a smooch, a chew. You know what I'm saying? Take a little off the top.
All right.
A lot of weird shit happens in Cracker Barrel bathrooms, man.
That's what he was. Never mind.
Dear Austin.
Oh.
I joined the Navy to see the world. I've seen it. Now, how do I get out?
How do you get out? How do you get out? How do you get out? How do you get out? You're on a boat right now, so you're kind of stuck, buddy. But if you really, really want to get out of the Navy, steal something from them.
Punch a commanding officer in the mouth.
No, but you go to jail.
Oh.
You go to jail.
Okay.
Look, next time you guys have to dock, because I don't care what to say. You can't get gas in the ocean. You got to up to get some gas. God damn it. Wherever you get off, say when you're doing your patrols or whatever you are, you know, point your gun, shoot in the air, and say, "Oh, it's insurgents!" And then just run off, and your general.
Austin, you're AWOL.
Austin, you've been found out.
Hold on. Devin, before you reach. Oh, he's not finished.
Not finished.
Okay, hold on.
You run off so you don't get blamed for AWOL. If anybody ever finds you, you tell them you chased insurgents, you tripped, fell, bumped your head, and next thing you knew, you woke up and you were just integrated into their society. You had to learn the language and everything. But you're there now, and now you're a samurai.
Okay, that plays perfectly into this next one. Dear Devin. You ready?
Sure.
Our son writes that he's taking judo. Why would a boy who was raised in a good Christian home turn against his own?
Devin, how did a Christian boy turn against his own like this?
He sided with Judas. He listened to too much Judas Priest as a child.
He's heard everything you have to say.
Okay.
Jesus.
I can't. You've been found out.
I've been found out.
Yep. Jigs up.
I've located you. This was about you. I found you. All right.
Wait, where's he?
Horse in a hotel.
Well,
my friend would really like to meet the person who snuck this horse into a hotel. Was it you? Was it your friend? It sure was. Let me know if you have any info.
Yes, follow me. Yes, he's got there. And I'll tell you how I got that horse in there.
Devin, put that one aside. We're going to find that original post, and we're actually going to reply to it for Austin.
Cool. We got it.
Austin, these next two aren't necessarily questions. They're just kind of statements.
Oh.
Says, my 40-year-old son's been paying a psychiatrist $50 an hour every week for 2.5 years. He has to be crazy.
Well, one, that's usually why you get a psychiatrist. Two, tell him to fire his psychiatrist. It's been 2 fucking years. He's still what? He's still crazy?
Still crazy.
I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, well, never mind. I thought he was saying I don't know why I automatically went to his 40-year-old son was living with him, and he was saying he was crazy because of that or something. No. I don't know.
He's crazy because he's paying $50 an hour to somebody every week for 2.5 years.
Okay.
The last one that I have, anyway. Dear Austin, I was married to Bill for 3 months, and I didn't know he drank until one night he came home sober.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, now you know.
Now you know.
I actually did it. Like, I was bullshitting before, but I think I actually found the connection.
The real connection.
No, seriously. Like, so, Webby, do you know what a hanging chat is?
No.
Have you seen How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Okay. Well, Ted had a costume called the hanging chad where it was like a voter's ballot on a push to the hanging chad costume.
Yep.
I just posted... This was the hanging chad costume right here, right? That's the hanging chad costume, okay? See it?
Yep.
Now, look at the above that. Look at the statement above that. Looking for my slutty pumpkin?
Okay.
Right? What'd I just find on Pinterest?
Oh, shit.
The slutty pumpkin.
Yeah. Although that's kind of funny because that's actually a joke that they used in
there. Yeah, on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I thought I had another funny one, but no, that was it.
No. Honestly, this bit's kind of dying fast, but it's all good. We got it.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you honestly should have ended on the shit one.
I didn't think it was going to be like that funny. Like that was.
It was one. That funny.
I thought it was going to escalate. It got better.
No.
Just cut it and put it at the end.
I'm not going to edit that this. That involves joking. Editing.
We don't edit this.
Yeah, I don't edit this. What's wrong with you? Listeners, do me a favor. Go back, rewind just a little bit, listen to the shit bit one more time, and then just end the episode.
I mean, I have another one. I can end on that one. And
another what?
Maybe one that has shit in it. Maybe it's just as funny. It's not as long. It's not. It's also kind of funny. Like, if I swapped the two around, it would have been a much better climactic scenario.
All right. Go ahead. We'll do the one more shit bit.
Taco Bell.
Oh,
it's good already, I guess.
It's exploding shit, is it?
I was sitting there eating a burrito. You looked up at me and our eyes met. It was a magical moment. Unfortunately, I tried to fart silently and accidentally had runny diarrhea all over the place. I wanted to talk to you, but was too embarrassed. Plus, I had to go to the bathroom and clean up. Email me and tell me what you're eating so I know it's you.
Fuck.
Well,
why would you admit shit like that and then still expect the girl to call you? Like,
no, that was a girl. That was a, she was admitting that to a guy.
Oh, no, then for sure the guy will probably still call her.
For sure. And not only that, if you were prone to explosive diarrhea, you should not be eating Taco Bell.
That's also a true statement.
Especially at a fucking Taco Bell. Because what are you going to do if you do have the shit? Go in their bathroom? I don't fucking think so.
Eat that shit at home on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to get
ready
out.
Go.
Man.
Good to go.
That's great. All right. Well, that's where we're going to end the episode. We're right around the 1 hour and 20 minute mark. Austin, where can people find you on the internet? You fucking heard me. Don't you back talk me again.
Sorry.
Umbrella. I put the emphasis in the wrong part the first time.
Umbrella.
instead of making a goof, I just sounded dumb. Anyway. Oh, shit. All right, where can people find you on the internet?
300.
CZ300.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, where can people find you on the internet?
You guys can find me at DMP_Pookie on Twitter, on Twitch at PookieHilledMe, on eBay at Creepy Turtle Face, and to be more serious for a second though, anybody out there that likes horror, anybody out there that maybe likes scary stories, go on YouTube and type in all one word, Mr. Creepypasta. Subscribe to Mr. Creepypasta. Great stories. In fact, he runs a horror 24-hour live stream and just constantly do creepypasta horror stories. Constantly. But he also does really long-form horror stories. My personal favorite is My Best Friend Tried to... I Dared My Best Friend to Ruin My Life. Really good one. It's more of a thriller horror. Oh, that one is, but it's really good. Check it out, people. Check it out.
All right. As we're plugging stuff, Austin, do you want to plug our 50-year anniversary stream that we're doing at the end of the month?
Yeah, we're doing a 12-hour stream for our 5th anniversary. Start at noon Eastern. We go till midnight. We're going to be playing D&D at least once. Some Minecraft. We don't have Grand Theft Auto on there this year. We have Town of Salem this year.
I think so. Yeah.
Town of Salem. There's going to be a lot of games. We're playing for 12 hours, so if you have time during the day, just come drop by, hang out.
And we have a contest that's going on right now, right?
Yeah, we have a contest going on. So the link is everywhere. You can find it all over our Facebook and on our Twitters. You get entries for visiting our sites and following and subscribing and on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook and things like that. And at the on the 23rd is when the contest ends, and then the grand prize winner, whoever gets drawn first, is gonna get to play a game with us of their choosing. I think you get to pick who runs it and who's with you. You also get a shirt and a poster, and then the second runner up also gets a poster and gets to play in the game, and the same for the third round. So it should be fun.
So go out there, give us all a follow, go through this website. That way you can get your entries and hopefully you win. So,
and Goose is, we've talked about a little bit about what we're, like who we're playing for Goose's game, and it's going to be a fun
match. Devin, you're part of that, right?
I know.
Do you know who you're playing?
Did he say he was using all the people from Distraction?
Nope.
I'm pretty sure he said he was. Okay.
We'll discuss more after the recording. Anyway, as always, everybody, thank you for listening, and I will put the link to the contest thing in the description. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forestwalker, all one word, on Twitch at DM Webby, on Instagram at Patrick.Webster52, and on eBay searching for some turtle name looking for Devin. See, until next time, everybody, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster.
Ow. Feel free to talk. Feel free to talk. This is the outro music, so we're always talking over the outro music now.
Well,
Devin.
What do you call three?
Nah, I just wanted you to talk over the outro music too. I didn't want you to feel excluded. That's not part of the outro music. Oh. That's only the intro, and only I do that.
Oh.
God, Austin. Lebanese.